So I've just ran around and gone into the art place at the back, and it's starting to really fill up now. And there's a lot of English-speaking people, and I just keep on bumping into them. It's like some kind of digital mecca for them all. They just keep swarming in, eating cakes. By the way, the cakes have got Twitter symbols on them as well. So I'm sitting down with...
Do you want me to...
Did I make you jump then? Sorry.
Yeah.
I shoved it in your nose, didn't I?
In my mouth. My name's Simon, or Catboy on Audioboo, or Catboy _ Dubai on Twitter.
And you follow me as Catboy, but I didn't know about the Dubai bit. So explain what are you doing in Dubai? Why are you in Dubai?
Well, I've been out here 4 years now. I present a breakfast show on the biggest radio station in the region, Score Dubai 92. And I'm kind of regarded as one of the biggest Twitterers in town. I got on it really early doors and almost forgot about it for 3 months, and then really got into it again. Went to the first Twestival or whatever it's called. Went to the last one, which was a bit more dark room, scary nerds. But this, it's really took off since then. We've got a lot of press for it. I push it quite a bit. Alexander McNabb, who I'm sure you've talked to, is a big exponent. So, yeah, we've numbers are gathering, you know.
So give me a little bit of background from the UK to here. I mean, that's a bit of a transcendence to come from UK and all the, you know, issues we have over here. And that, as an outsider, as somebody who only flew here and landed here last night, you know, I saw firsthand how completely different Dubai is. How did you deal with the change?
Hey, it's a little bit weird. You get, you know, I was working in Newcastle on radio before I came here. I know it's a lot freer back home, obviously, but you're given a list of rules when you get here, and you either abide by them or you go back. So, and you soon find a level. You know, there are people who don't find a level and they don't last very long, or, you know, and we've been doing it for doing breakfast for 4 years now, so it's going really well. You just got to know your audience. But it's a strange thing. When I was working in Newcastle, my boss said to me, "I don't think your Yorkshire accent's going to wash up here. It's a bit too far away from Yorkshire."
I was going to ask that.
Yeah, and now I'm in Dubai, well, however far away it is, 5,000 miles. And I'm speaking to Aussies, South Africans, Indians, Pakistanis, Emiratis, you know, Scottish.
And has it changed you as a person? Has it mellowed you out, or has it changed your personality in some way, having all these different cultures? I've been here a day. And the people I've met have been very, very nice to me, very, very switched on, very sort of like a lot to say. Has it changed you in any way in the last 4 years?
Yeah, well, it's, you learn a lot more about different cultures. It's a melting pot, you know. You've got people, we've got so many people coming in from so many places. Before I came to Dubai, I don't really think I'd heard that much about it. And now I'm here. They really make you feel like you are the centre of the world. And it's only till you get out. I went to New York and I was buying some clothes in a shop, and this guy says, "Where are you from?" And I said, "Oh, I live in Dubai." And he had no idea where it was. And I'm like, I'm thinking, how can you not know Dubai? It's the best place on earth, you know. So it's a strange one once you're here. It's a bit like The Prisoner.
Feel like Patrick McGowan.
That's very much like it is. So tell me a little bit about, as an outsider, where do you see the Twitterverse? What's the differences in the Twitterverse compared to, say, somewhere like the UK?
Well, Dubai itself is like a big village. I mean, Facebook is a far more prominent thing than it would be in the UK, because everyone communicates. There's a lot more people using the internet, I would say, a lot more older people than there is in the UK. And therefore, people are a lot more switched on about it. So if you... people use it a lot more to complain about things and also to compliment things. And the same is starting to happen with Twitter. It's slower. You probably found this yourself. When you first get on Twitter, it takes a while for the penny to drop to how it can be a benefit to you, and how it can be a fun thing to use. And that's how I spend half of my time explaining that to people now who are new to it. You know, when you first get on, it's like sitting in a room and talking to yourself. You've got to get out there. You've got to start following people. But in Dubai, the big thing when I first got here was the letters page in the local free paper. And from that, Facebook is a digital version of that. And now Twitter, whilst it's still very heavily a media tool, a PR tool, you know, hotels, that kind of thing, the public are starting to get on there a lot more. And again, another thing is businesses. You know, there's someone here tonight from Jumeirah, and I was trying to explain to her, don't just talk about your promotions all the time. Have something else to talk about, or people just see it as...
But they want to find out about the people, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but they're really clued up about it. If anybody ever writes anything about their hotels, positive or negative, they follow up straight away.
And another thing I'm going to ask as well is, do you stream the station online? Does it go online anywhere?
Yes, the website's dubai92.com. If you're a Mac user like me, you might struggle with that, but you can get onto livestation.com.
Okay.
And you can download the live station and it streams on there, so you can. Yeah.
So do you do a talk show bit as well? Do you have people phone in, or are you just purely music?
No, it's just like you, like a commercial breakfast show at home. It's pop music, kind of an irreverent show. But what we do is, for instance, on Thursday we had Alexander on talking about Twitter. We'll get him in every time there's something like this going on, because he and I speak the same language. But it's kind of a community thing as well. Dubai being like a big village, everybody, you know, it seems like a huge place, but it's not. So everybody kind of knows everything that's going on, and we like to be at the front of that. So if there's something going on like this, then we get someone on to talk about it. But we've really championed Twitter. I think if you ask people which radio show really pushes Twitter,
they'd know which one.
It's probably ours. Yeah, we do little else.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you very much for your time.
Nice to finally meet you.
Cheers.